no common vision. That's how Russia's foreign minister summed up his talks today with Secretary of State John Kerry on the crisis in Ukraine. Kerry was more direct. He said the U.S. and the West would not recognize the outcome of Sunday's referendum in Crimea. But despite U.S. efforts to delay it, the vote on whether Crimea should secede from Ukraine and join Russia is expected to happen. The CBC's Derek Stoffel is in the Crimean port of Sevastopol. He says that while Russia supporters there are out waving flags, those who support staying in Ukraine are keeping a low profile.
It is harder to see the pro-Ukrainians. They are out there. You know, it's hard to gauge them. But the pro-Russian messages are all over the place. But the Ukrainians, you know, they don't have the same organization and they don't have the same money. And also, they just don't want to go out because they've been roughed up when they've had rallies. So the pro-Ukrainian side exists. They're there. They support Ukraine, but they're not doing it nearly as vocally.
When you talk to people there, how are they expecting the referendum to go on Sunday?
Everyone expects that the vote will be for Russia. On the Ukrainian side, there's a lot of people who think the vote will be rigged. Talking to several Ukrainians supporters who say, what can we do? They are going to win this referendum. And that's the big question then becomes, what do we do next? And that is the big question in terms of the uncertainty here. And the people I've been speaking to, I went to a bar the other night, met with some young Ukrainians supporting the Ukrainian side. One of the guys told me that he thinks he's going to have to move back to Ukraine. Another woman, you know, she's got a good job in Simferopol. She wasn't sure. So there's a lot of uncertainty on the pro-Ukrainian side. On the other side, you know, those who back Russia, they're excited. I just met a woman, an older woman. She said she's been waiting to cast her ballot for Russia for more than 20 years now. She's very excited about all this.
It's interesting. You mentioned a pro-Ukrainian person that you said back to Ukraine, but of course, Crimea is still technically part of Ukraine. But anyway, we've been hearing stories about an influx of Russian troops and materiel into Sevastopol brought over by Russian warships. Are you seeing any of that?
Absolutely. I can't say for certain that it was Russian vehicles, but leaving Simferopol this morning, there must have been, I counted about 18 vehicles, you know, big army trucks, the transport trucks, and couldn't exactly tell if there was troops in the back. But the main highway between Sevastopol and Simferopol, we saw this huge convoy, and we're hearing reports that Russian ships brought in more troops and supplies today here at this port. So we know they're here. In all, we've been told that there are about 30,000 Russian troops here, and that's quite a lot more than the 6,000 that were based here before all this broke out, it's about 3 weeks ago now.
Now, one of the key things about Sevastopol is that Russia and Ukraine share a naval base. Is that sharing still going on, or is basically Russia taken over the naval base?
They've taken it over. And what they've done is they've basically, here in Sevastopol, they've forced the Ukrainians into their quarters. They're not allowed to leave. And the ships aren't allowed to leave. And I just want to tell a quick story. I spent the day on board another big Ukrainian Navy ship. This ship is being blocked. The Russians have actually sunk three of their own vessels at the entrance to the inlet. And so the ships can't get out. They prevented that. And that's meant, you know, these hundreds of sailors are now on their boat, humiliated. They're not able to leave. And they're faced with this choice. What happens if Crimea becomes Russia? Do they go to Ukraine or do they join the Russian Navy? And all the sailors I spoke to the other day said, well, that's not even a choice. They're going to stick with their Navy. They've sworn an oath and they're going to stick with Ukraine.
So, Derek, you say people there are really expecting the referendum to pass on Sunday. If it does, what do you expect is next for Crimea?
The biggest thing is the uncertainty, and we're seeing that in small ways. You know, the bank machine just outside the hotel where I am now, 10, 15 people waiting at that bank machine to take out money because they don't know they'll be able to do that after the referendum.
The CBC's Derek Stoffel, he's been speaking to us from Sevastopol, the largest city in Crimea. Thanks so much, Derek.
You're welcome.